Our text for this morning is Paul's second letter to Timothy, chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, but now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. As you know, the season of the church year we are in is Epiphany. Though we probably all at some point have been taught the meaning of Epiphany, it can be easy to forget the importance of this season for Christians. Epiphany comes from the Greek epiphania, which means appearance or manifestation. So the part of the church year we are in, we are celebrating the manifestation, the showing forth of Jesus as the true Son of God, from the worship of the wise men to his baptism and to his first miracle, changing the water into wine at the wedding of Cana. But people could be confused when they hear the term manifesting in popular culture. Manifesting in this sense means bringing something tangible into your life through attraction and belief. That is, if you think it, it will come. This was the focus of the 2006 book, The Secret. Or more recently, you can find such thoughts in the July 22, 2022 Oprah Daily article, How to Manifest Anything You Desire. That says, yes, even including love and money. This morning, then, I would like us to focus on the wonderful true nature of Epiphany, that Jesus is God and that he became man to become our Savior. Before exploring the meaning of Epiphany in Christian terms, it's helpful again to describe what it is not. The secular definition of manifesting definitely doesn't fit what we're talking about, because it depends on us and perhaps some mysterious force like attraction. There may be some good effects of positive thinking and goal setting and vision boards, but if you start 2023 planning to manifest yourself money, a great job, or true love, and go about just thinking your way to it, you may end up the year pretty disappointed. In fact, even if you did get all these blessings, it's because God gave them to you, not because of anything that you did. This definition of a manifesting depends on our own human and thus unreliable emotions and intellect and will. We don't need to look very far to understand just how defective we are when it comes to doing what is right. God has given us his law and says to us, you shall be holy, for I am holy. We know the Ten Commandments, so we know what is right and wrong. But how successful are we in keeping those commandments? Already today, we have sinned many times, either doing what God tells us not to do or by not doing what God wants us to do. For example, even if we have not stolen anything, have we shown love and charity to our neighbors? Have we helped them improve their property and business? Even if we haven't lied about somebody, have we spread unkind rumors or failed to put the best construction on somebody's words or actions? We could go through every commandment and see how we fail daily, or indeed, actually minute by minute. We should realize very quickly that we can't manifest our way to heaven by thinking our way to following God's law. Furthermore, even though some people promote the great power of manifesting in that secular sense, not even they promise it will save you from the results of sin, which is death, both temporal and eternal. Because we are weak, sinful beings, we can gain great comfort from the true Christian meaning of Epiphany. In our text, Paul writes about the power of God who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. We don't need to depend on our works to be saved, but on the power of God. That God who called us to his own purpose and grace, which comes to us through Christ's birth, suffering, death, and resurrection. How puny manifesting our own vision looks when compared to God's purpose and plan, which was conceived even before time began. Furthermore, that purpose has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. God's purpose is revealed or manifested through our Savior. That Savior had to be both God and man, and only Jesus fulfills that role. As Paul writes in his first letter to Timothy, there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. We read also in Psalm 49:7, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him, for the redemptions of their soul is costly. Christ had to be a true man because it was necessary for him to suffer and die for the sins of humankind. And he had to be God to provide full atonement for all sinners. Indeed, Jesus is the only one who is the true Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Christ's baptism and his miracle at Cana, as well as his subsequent miracles, reveal God's wonderful plan of salvation for us, which consists solely of his grace. Again, we don't have to worry about manifesting our own good works to bring us salvation. God has already taken care of our salvation, and through the Holy Spirit creates fruits of faith within us. This revelation that Jesus is God, that he is the one true God and true man, assures us that he has rescued us from our sins and provides us eternal salvation. As we are beginning a new year and a new semester, what better way to do so than in celebration of the season of Epiphany? As we make and break our New Year's resolutions, as we plan to manifest or reveal ourselves as children of God, what a comfort it is to know that Jesus was not only true man, who suffered pain and temptation as we do, but also true God, who became man to be the atonement for all our sins, and indeed for all the sins of the whole world. The joy and security that Christ's atonement provides us then will manifest itself, will manifest itself in our lives through our attitudes and actions as we share the gospel message of the revelation of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light. We'll close with hymn 134, verses 1 through 3. 134, verses 1 through 3.